Why do bad things happen to good people? What's the meaning of life? How do I find my voice? Do you ever think about big questions like these? And if so, where do you go for answers? To religion? Philosophy? Your college buddies? Well, maybe it's time to try something new, like asking an artificial intelligence. That's what Ian Thompson and Jasmine Wang did. After priming the groundbreaking GPT-3 system with some of the great works of the ages, they asked the AI some of life's imponderables and turned the responses into a new book called What Makes Us Human? An Artificial Intelligence Answers Life's Biggest Questions. Ian is a poet and new media artist, and Jasmine is a technologist and philosopher. The third collaborator, GPT-3, is an artificial intelligence developed by OpenAI, a billion-dollar funded research lab that says they explore the use of AI for the betterment of all humankind. Here's Ian to share some of the insights he discovered with this experiment.
My name is Ian Thomas, and I'm the author of a book called What Makes Us Human. I'm also a poet. I've published numerous different collections of poetry, a science fiction novel, some short stories, all sorts of weird and wonderful and strange things. And a lot of my work focuses on the intersection of creativity and technology and what happens when those two things collide. So for my new book, What Makes Us Human, I wrote it with GPT-3, which is perhaps the world's most advanced large language model artificial intelligence. Although GPT came out a few days ago, and that looks like it might beat GPT-3. So, you know, who knows? By the time you hear this, GPT-3 might be old news. In terms of how I created this book, what I did was I prompted GPT-3 with passages from the Bible, the poetry of Rumi, the Tao Te Ching, meditations by Marcus Aurelius, pretty much anything and everything that myself and my co-author Jasmine Wang could find that we thought was inspiring or provoked a sense of awe in us. And then we asked it questions. We asked it, why do we suffer? We asked it, what is the meaning of life? We asked it, you know, how do we overcome great challenges? And the AI's responses were profound, poignant, beautiful, and gave us this really different, unique viewpoint, both on spirituality, but also on the creative potential of this technology. I'm excited to speak to you more about it. And what follows are five great insights from What Makes Us Human. Insight number one, AI is a new way to be creative. It is a creativity compounder in a way that I think we don't really understand yet, but we're all going to understand very quickly as this technology rolls out and becomes more and more accessible. And it's a kind of four-dimensional creativity. You can come up with ideas that are able to come up with their own ideas in a way. I came up with a book, and the book wrote itself thanks to the use of artificial intelligence. It's very hard to predict where this technology or what the creative potential of this really is. It's kind of like the invention of the steam engine, where you can look at a steam engine and understand that, you know, locomotives follow that, but you don't see the entire industrial revolution because all of those different use cases haven't been explored yet. I think that this is a way to democratize creativity as well, where anybody and everyone can create in ways that otherwise would not be accessible to them. And I think it's really exciting and interesting. There's obviously a lot to be aware of, but there's an equal amount, if not more, to be really and truly excited about. The AI is not a perfect creative partner, but it's pretty close. It never gets tired. It never complains. It never has to get up and go for a cup of coffee. But at the same time, you know, when you're brainstorming with it, when you're using it to come up with ideas, some of it is incoherent. You know, some of it isn't even usable. Some of it is. And then every now and again, you get these bursts, what I can only describe as brilliance, of connecting things in a way that, as a human, you might not have seen. And that's incredible. Insight number two. AI is not just a new way to be creative, it's a new way to interact with creative work, with culture, with media. I think what's really fascinating is by constructing my book the way that I did, I was in effect having a conversation with many different books. It's relatively straightforward using accessible AI technology today to speak to a copy of Treasure Island or a character from Treasure Island. In a way, AI is like a turntable of culture, in the same way that a DJ can pull a record backwards and forwards to scratch it to create new kinds of music. We can use this technology to create and do new and different things and to engage with those things in incredibly different ways. So just like the rise of hip hop, where people use technology like scratching, like sampling, to create entirely new forms of expression, I think we're at the dawn of a new era in terms of how we experience the world around us. Insight number three. If you take the most profound, poignant, spiritual, and awe-inspiring texts from mankind's history, and you put them together, and you ask them questions, there's a certain kind of pattern that emerges. As I created this book, as we went through the different responses to the different questions that we provoked, the AI kept returning to three different unique principles. The first is that love is the meaning of everything. Love is the purpose behind our lives, the reason why we're here. The AI came back to it again and again in all these different ways. The second is the idea that we should return to the present moment, that heaven, that paradise is found within this present moment. And as soon as we start to leave it, as soon as we start to dwell on the past or become anxious about the future, then we begin to suffer. And the third principle, which the AI returned to again and again in a way that was perhaps much more prevalent than the other two themes, was this idea of connection, that we are fundamentally connected to each other and to the universe around us in a really, really, really important way. These things seem obvious, perhaps even trivial, but the point of art, I often think, is to remind us of these really important but common sense lessons. So perhaps it makes sense that it takes an AI to remind us of these fundamentally human things. Insight number four. We need to be involved in conversations around this technology. We need to be aware of it, and we need to actively be involved in every aspect of it. I think AI has the potential, a very real potential, to make the internet look like a footnote in human history in terms of its profound impact on our culture and our society. And with the internet, I feel like we all kind of left it up to a few people in Silicon Valley to shape it and to make it what it is today. And I don't think that that was a good idea. I think the more recent internet is defined by this mantra of moving fast and breaking things. And I think, especially when it comes to AI, we need to move to a place where we move slowly and we fix things and we make really considered decisions with all of us involved in terms of what kind of world we want to live in using this technology. Insight number five. AI both is and is not sentient at the same time. I don't know if I would consider AI sentient the way a Google engineer a few months ago suggested that it was sentient. I do feel something on the other side of GPT-3 when I'm interacting with it, when I'm asking it questions and getting these responses. But I believe that the thing that I'm feeling and sensing and interacting with on any kind of conscious level is the kind of collective wisdom of mankind. We record our thoughts by writing them down. And if you take a piece of technology and get it to analyze all of our thoughts to find the patterns in our language, then you're going to be speaking to the sum total of who we are. And so when you do sense something on the other side of this technology, I believe that's what you're sensing, the sum total of who we are.
Thank you, Ian. That was 5 key insights from What Makes Us Human? An Artificial Intelligence Answers Life's Biggest Questions by Ian Thompson, Jasmine Wang, and GPT-3. For more insights like this, check out our book bite for AI 2041, 10 Visions for Our Future. I'm Michael Kovnat, a human, wishing you a great day.